Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of The Late Night Girls. How you doing? How you doing? Hoping all is well with you on this wonderful, wonderful Tuesday, my darlings. Yes. I'm your girl, Marita, and Jen. Hopefully she'll be joining us in just a few. Tonight's topic is top 10 turn-ons. Top 10 turn-ons for women. Oh my gosh. Don't you just want to know and hear what we like, what turns us women on, fellas? Absolutely, absolutely. So we'll be getting into that in just a few. And we've got a great show. It's been a wonderful, wonderful week. Oh my gosh, it's just been busy. It's been crazy. It's summertime. Yes, 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 summertime indeed. And, you know, a lot goes on during the summer. You send your kids off for the summer, woohoo! You plan vacations, you catch up on gardening maybe in the yard, working on those special projects that you've had going on for a minute. I don't know, but there's a lot to do during the summertime. So we hope that you have been able to get your projects done so far, but there's still time, got at least a month or so this summer to do what you're supposed to do. Oh, man, oh, man. But, yeah, so I'm just chilling right now. You know, we've got, like, I can't even tell you the stuff that we've got coming up. We've got some really cool interviews and things, business spotlights that I'm really excited about in the next month or two on the show. So please, please, please stay tuned for all of that. So there's this really cool conference that's coming up called the Bad Girls Conference. Blessed and Delivered, I'm Bad. That's right, Blessed and Delivered. Bad Girls Conference is Saturday, August 29th. I am so excited about that. I really can't wait. A lot of women getting together, talking about God, fashion, beauty. Oh, my goodness, sharing ideas, sharing thoughts, learning from one another, inspiring one another. And again, it's all about God. There's music. There's different workshops that'll be happening. We're going to touch on the full woman at the Bad Girls Conference. I have some awesome, phenomenal speakers that will be there. So get your tickets for the second annual Bad Girls Conference, Saturday, August 29th. You can look that up on maritabiasi.com or get your tickets from www.badgirlsconference2015.eventbrite.com. Again, that is www.badgirlsconference2015.eventbrite.com. All right, so that's just a little bit of what we got going on that's coming up. There's so much more stuff. You know, shout out to all the people that are out there doing their thing, all the women that are running their own businesses, doing what they're supposed to do, taking care of their kids. Shout out to the fathers who are doing their things, taking care of their responsibilities. We don't want to leave nobody out on this Tuesday. It's cool. It's cool. Again, tonight's topic, which I can't wait to get into, top 10 turn-ons for women. You know, we really want to talk about, you know, what we think is important and what we look for in a man, ladies. And if you've got any ideas and any tips that you want to share that we might leave off a little bit later, then feel free, call in, let us know, because we don't know everything, you know. 323-792-2900, that is the call-in number. So, you know, you should just check that out and, you know, let us know. add to the list. That's all you can do is add to the list. Again, we don't know everything. I mean, my goodness, sheesh. Oh my gosh. I'm trying to keep it a secret, like what I've been doing, but I gotta hold on because we're not ready to get to that part yet. We'll be right back.
What's up? It's your girl Marita, and you're listening to the Late Night Girls on Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, so I'm going to play Mary Mary's Go Get It, because right now I'm feeling like, you know, if there's something you want in life, you just got to go get it. Don't let nobody hold you back. Don't let them stop you from doing whatever it is that you know that you're called to do. What has God called you to do, people? Well, you may not even know yet, but listen, listen to the voice. Listen to that spirit, because I'm telling you, he'll lead you in the right direction. So we're going to play.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be.
Girl Marita, I'm just over here chilling, waiting for my girl Jen. That girl, she, you know, I don't know, she left me hanging today. I'm sure she's on her way, but it's all good. Talk to me, people. It's cool. I do want to say, I forgot that, you know, this past weekend, it was the 4th. How could I forget? So Jen and I, you know, we hung out together. She was here for the weekend. We were doing it up. We went to Lake Compounds, which is an amusement park and water park, which is so awesome and so fun. So we posted some pictures on Facebook. If you follow us on our personal Facebook page, that's awesome, and our Instagram, then you can see that crazy old picture she posted to me, which is, oh, oh my goodness. A little embarrassing, but it's okay because, you know, not too much embarrasses me. I don't get embarrassed easily. It doesn't even matter if it's, like, crazy. It really doesn't. It's just, like, I can deal with it. I can put up with it. And, you know, even when people are talking about me, I kind of laugh with them. So it's, like, not too much people can say or do to make me feel that. So the ride was freaking crazy. It was, like, oh, I really did think that I was going to pass out, have some type of heart attack, something. And trust me, when I tell you I was calling on Jesus the whole time, I mean, I was calling on Jesus the whole time during this ride. And, you know, I remember last year I took my son Trent on the ride, and I thought I got a little whiplash or something. And, you know, Trent is, like, chilling with his hands up. And I'm like, I was so scared I couldn't even tell him to stop and put his hands down. Like, I just couldn't. There, it wasn't even in me. So this year, I thought maybe it was going to be just a little bit different. Oh, no, 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 no. It was not different at all. Matter of fact, it was about 10 times worse. And that picture showed the horror, you know, on my face. The look in my eyes, oh, my gosh. I just couldn't deny the fact that it was traumatizing almost. It really was. And so I think that I am done with that particular roller coaster. Now, I like roller coasters. I do. So that one, though, it really got to me. I know for a fact that I will not be on that one again. It doesn't matter. I just won't get on that one. But hopefully every one of our listeners have made it safely from the weekend, that you are here and able to listen to the show again each and every Tuesday right here at 10 p.m. Eastern. Boy, oh, boy, boy. Yeah, so hopefully you're here. You're good. Shout out to a couple of friends of mine that are doing their thing. Lily, she's an Uber driver. Now, a lot of people are afraid of doing this Uber driving thing, especially when you're a woman. But we are going to do a show about that, and we're going to interview my girl Lily. So shout out to you, female Uber driver. It's been awesome. I actually like Uber myself, and it's come in handy. And it's another way for you to make some income. So, you know, don't be scared to be an Uber driver. Okay. But yeah. It is all good. I'm trying to think, there was something else that I wanted to say, and I just can't think about that at the moment. Oh, my goodness. When you have like a million things on your mind, you just got to keep together. You really do. So much, you know, planning events, blah, blah, blah. I know I got the Bad Girls Conference. I'm just trying to think. People, don't talk about me because I'm just trying to remember what else I had. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Yep. Oh, there we go. So while I'm over here trying to get it together and look for things, you know, this is just a mess. Okay, I found it. Never mind, people. I found it. I found what I was trying to look for. Thank God I found it. Oh, my goodness. But back on this Uber driving thing real quick, because there's been a lot of controversy about this, right? And I know this isn't in a topic thingy, but briefly talk about this really quick. So a lot of people are, you know, a lot of cab drivers are feeling threatened, like their jobs are being threatened and taken away because regular people are acting as cab drivers with this Uber experience. And the fares are, you know, less expensive. I mean, let's face it, though. If you're a college student and you need a ride somewhere, and a lot of times these cab drivers, it's like you're paying by the minute. Like that meters is going up every minute. It seems like every second it just goes up. I think Uber is awesome for that. Again, we'll talk about that, though, on a whole show. We're going to interview my girl, Lily, who is doing her thing in New Haven with that. If you want to be featured on our show and you are a business owner, you're an independent artist, so we are always looking for new people to spotlight and interview. So you can reach out to us as well on our Facebook page, The Late Night Girls, and just send us an inbox. And if you want to call in and talk to us on the show, it's 323-792-2900. Okay. What I think I want to do now, I really want to play Manny James' Good Company. Now, y'all know we've had Manny James on the show, and he is the bomb. He's actually a really, really nice person. And I actually am happy to call him a friend of mine now. So that's a great thing. And you know what? I think it's so important that we support one another as a community. You know, a lot of people don't have respect for people that are in their own hometown, that are in their own state. And I think it's so shameful. It really is, because you know what? Give those people the respect that they deserve. You know, that's just like my nail tech. She was on the Oxygen reality show called Nailed It. That girl is fabulous with these nails, hunty. Fabulous. So she does my nails, and, you know, she's a reality star. She was on the show, and people in L.A. recognize her and all over the world, and she's got thousands of followers now. But you know what? In this little old New Haven town, so many people are hating on her and so disrespectful. And, you know, I just can't stand it. We're also going to interview her on the show because she's thebomb.com. I call her my diva nail tech. I really do. But, you know, I've gotten to know her as a person. She's really humble. And I just think that, you know, she's not getting the respect that she deserves. It's just crazy how you're not honored in your own home. I mean, even Jesus was neglected, you know. The people didn't want to respect and honor him, you know, and he was Jesus. They was like, oh, he ain't nobody. He's just from around the way. That's Jesus. But let me tell you, they didn't know, like, he was the one, you know, through him, that you going to have to be saved. I was just trying to tell them, you know. He was trying to tell them, but they didn't want to believe. They was just like, that's just little old Jesus from, you know, Mary. But, you know, look at Jesus. Man, you know, that shows you right there. You just never know who people are and who people are going to become. So right now, I went all off on a tangent. Right now, we're going to play Mandy James. She is loved, okay?
One day I met a woman. Turned my life around. The first time that I saw her, I knew I had to get her. Some way, somehow.
Some way, somehow.
This was no ordinary woman. For she was made just for me. No way I'm gonna cheat her. Cause I really need her. So I give her all that she needs. Because she's loved. And she knows she's loved. I treat her like she is loved. And that's how it's supposed to be. When she needs me, I am there.
Needs me, I am there.
Hey. Her smile is what I live for. Every single day. Oh, to make her happy, I won't let nothing get in the way.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Maritza from the Late Night Girls. How you feeling? How you doing? Well, we're going to get right into our topic on tonight. No time to waste. Time is always flying when you're having fun. I realize that. Absolutely. So tonight's topic is top 10 turn-ons for women. You know, we're going to share, you know, some of the biggest turn-ons for us women when it comes to men. And, you know, if you have your own input, ladies, we'd love to hear it. Absolutely. So, you know, just jumping right in. There's a couple things now. And, you know, I think I can speak for both me and Jen on this one. You know, it's so important when a man can make you feel secure. You know, we want to be able to feel secure, like he's a protector. And he's a provider. I think that is one of the most important things. One of the, that's like right there. That's like number one. You want to feel secure. At least I know that I do. You know, another thing, stingy with his money. All right? That is like the biggest turn. If you are not stingy, if you are giving and you are willing to give, ready and able, oh my goodness, like there's just nothing in the world that I won't do for you because you aren't stingy with me. You know, you're not Mr. Cheapo. You will, you know, not allow me to pay for anything. And me and Jen had this conversation the other day. You know, there's some, usually when I go out, right, I go out and I kind of test guys. I kind of see like what they're going to do, where they're coming from. And especially if it's our first time going out, I mean, like, you better pay. Like, what? Guys, are you listening to me? If you take me out for the first time, and especially if you ask me, because I'm not going to ask you, you know, you better know, you better trust and believe that you're going to have to pull out that wallet, that credit card, something. You better pull some cash, credit, debit, whatever you need to do, write a check. But I'm not paying for nothing. Like, you just better know that you better have that money. You better be willing and ready and able to take me out and on a nice date. We're not going to fast food. You know, we're going to somewhere fancy downtown New Haven, you know, if we're local. But we can't go other places in other states. I'm just saying. So we're not going to Chili's, even though it's a nice place. I actually love Chili's. But that's a place that I take myself, okay, Chili's. I take myself to Red Lobster. So you've got to do way better than where I can take myself. That is my standard right now, okay? Do better from what I can take myself. Ladies, are you hearing me? If you can take yourself there, then you can take yourself there. Do something else and make him take you somewhere else that you normally won't take yourself. And then you know he's about something, okay? So that is such a turn on when a man is not cheap or stingy with his money. All right, that's number one, fellas. I mean, really, other than that, it's like you don't even want to talk anymore. Like, seriously. Another, being a provider, okay? Make sure that you're a provider and you're a protector. Women like to feel secure, you know? Okay, so we're going to go on to number three. This is just me going off the top of my head also. I'm sure Jen had her list as well. But a lot of things, me and Jen kind of think alike, and, yeah, we're a lot on the same page a lot. So another thing that I was thinking is a really huge turn on is, you know, a man willing to show his emotions. It's okay. Like, we know you can be sensitive. Now, we don't want you being a punk or nothing, you know, crying all the time. But, you know, we want to know that you have that sensitive side. You're not afraid to show your emotions. You can cry around us if you want. If there's something sad, somebody died. You know, you don't got to worry about being too hard. Like, I think it's really cool when you're able to express yourself emotionally. I think that's really important. Here's another one. Here's a huge one. When you're able to communicate and really just talk things out, because I know a lot of guys that don't like to talk. They don't like to share anything, their feelings. This is kind of tied in with the emotions. But if you can talk and express yourself very clearly, articulately, I think that it's awesome. You know, men, learn this if you don't know how, because we women need someone that's going to talk to us, because, you know, when everything else runs out, I mean, you can be fine and whatnot, but if you don't have nothing to say to us and we can't hold the conversation, then, like, that's ex-nay. Then we're going to have to, like, cross you off the list. I am so serious. And, you know, I know Jen will agree with me on that as well, because, ooh, you got to have something to talk about. And we're not holding the phone for hours. I'm not doing that anymore. We're not kids. We're not in high school anymore. I'm not holding the phone for hours of like, so what you doing? You know, we used to do that. That was cute. But, you know, no longer, babes. I'm sorry. Like, give me something of substance to really talk about. I love it when a man is smart, you know, that all ties in. You know, it all comes together with being articulate and learning how to communicate well. I think these things are important. It's such a turn on. Oh my God. Hold up. When a man pays attention to the details, the small details, I might not pay attention to everything, but I try. But when you notice, like, oh, did you cut your hair? Oh, did you color it? Oh, what? You got a new style? And then, like, you just notice those little things. Oh, you got your hands done, your nails done. Oh, I noticed that. I like that. That, to me, is like, oh, my gosh. OMG. So when you notice those small things, because it's the small things that really count. It really is. It's the small things. You can do X, Y, and Z all across the world, make a big announcement about it. But once you pay attention to those small things, I think that is really important, and you get, like, extra brownie points for those when you notice the little things about the lady in your life, okay? So I think so far those are the most important things to me right there, paying attention, communicating, not afraid to express yourself emotionally, being that provider and that protector. And then, you know, not being stingy with your money. But again, we're going to keep saying that one, fellas. You cannot be stingy with your money. You just can't. I think those things are the most important things. Those are turn-ons. Like, you don't even have to be the best-looking guy in the world, like, you know, as far as physical appearance. But once you do those things, it's like you win the chick over. Another turn-on is being able to make her laugh. As long as you make me laugh along with those other things, then, oh my gosh, it's pretty much a home run. We can get married tomorrow. No, I'm kidding. But those are just some of the things that are important, and that really turns a woman on. And if you know how to cook and you can clean, oh my gosh, that's just even better. So the things that we're talking about today aren't sexual things, you know, because you can turn somebody on sexually and whatnot, but we ain't talking about that. You got to be able to do more than that and stimulate the person's brain and other parts of their body. And I think that is, you know, what should come first in a relationship, because a lot of people are just jumping into relationships because of the physical. And, you know, there's got to be something so much more there in order for that relationship to last, you know. So you better read my mama's book so you won't be in a sexless marriage, too, once you get married. The Sexless Marriage, a Relationship Guide from Sylvia Baiezi. You can get that at sylviabaiezi.com, or you can get that at amazon.com. And, you know, I'm going to stop it there because time is running out. But listen, we should post some of these things. We're going to do that. I'm going to post some of these things on our Facebook page. But listen, though. I'm telling you, men, you better get it together. And women, we're talking about the things that turn us on. But listen, we better do what turns these men on as well and make sure we're able to keep our man. And because, too, we don't want to be in a sexless marriage down the line either. Not at all. So make sure you go get that book by Sylvia Baiezi. And if nobody told you on today that they loved you, I just want to say that I love you. I know that Jen loves you, even though she's not here today. So true, so real. Mean it from the bottom of our hearts. We love you very much. But more importantly, God does too. Listen, stay blessed and have a wonderful, wonderful, fantabulous week. And we hope to hear from you and see you next Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Thank you so much for tuning in and supporting us and showing us love. Hit us up and like us on our Facebook page, The Late Night Girls. I got a crazy video of Jen from the weekend that I'm going to be posting, and I do not want you to miss that. It's going to be off the hook about a little technique she did with ironing. Yeah, it was kind of fun. You can tell that we were being silly this weekend. All right, love you, babe, and we'll be back next week. Bye. and where's our applause button? Woo!